There was just headroom for him to stand. He ducked under a lantern with a green metal shade that hung from a hook. He held the boy by the hand, and they went along the rows of stenciled cartons. Chili, corn, stew, soup, spaghetti sauce. The richness of a vanished world.
"Why is this here?"
the boy said.
"Is it real?"
"Oh, yes. It's real." He pulled one of the boxes down and clawed it open and held up a can of peaches. "It's here because someone thought it might be needed."
"But they didn't get to use it."
"No, they didn't."
"They died."
"Yes."
"Is it okay for us to take it?"
"Yes, it is. They would want us to. Just like we would want them to."
"They were the good guys."
"Yes, they were."
"Like us."
"Like us, yes."
"So it's okay?"
"Yes, it's okay." There were knives and plastic utensils and silverware and kitchen tools in a plastic box, a can opener. There were electric torches that didn't work. He found a box of batteries and dry cells and went through them, mostly corroded and leaking an acid goo, but some of them looked okay. He finally got one of the lanterns to work, and he set it on the table and blew out the smoky flame of the lamp. He tore a flap from the open cardboard box and chased out the smoke with it, and then he climbed up and lowered the trap door and turned and looked at the boy.
"What would you like for supper?" he said.
"Pears."
"Good choice. Pears it is."
He took two paperware bowls from a stack of them wrapped in plastic and set them out on the table. He unrolled the mattress pads on the bunks for them to sit on, and he opened the carton of pears and took out a can and set it on the table and clamped the lid with the can opener and began to turn the wheel. He looked at the boy. The boy was sitting quietly on the bunk, still wrapped in the blanket, watching. The man thought he'd probably not fully committed himself to any of this. You could wake in the dark, wet woods at any time.
"These will be the best pears you ever tasted," he said. "The best. Just you wait."
They sat side by side and ate the can of pears. Then they ate a can of peaches. They licked the spoons and tipped the bowls and drank the rich, sweet syrup. They looked at each other.
"One more."
"I don't want you to get sick."
"I won't get sick."
"You haven't eaten in a long time."
"I know."
"Okay."
He put the boy to bed in the bunk and smoothed his filthy hair on the pillow and covered him with blankets. When he climbed up and lifted the door, it was almost dark out. He went to the garage and got the knapsack and came back and took a last look around and then went down the steps and pulled the door shut and jammed one of the handles of the pliers through the heavy inside hasp. The electric lantern was already beginning to dim, and he looked through the stores until he found some cases of white gas and gallon cans. He got one of the cans out and set it on the table and unscrewed the cap and punched out the metal seal with a screwdriver. Then he took down the lamp from the hook overhead and filled it. He'd already found a plastic box of butane lighters, and he lit the lamp with one of them and adjusted the flame and hung it back up. Then he just sat on the bunk. While the boy slept, he began to go methodically through the stores. Clothes, sweaters, socks. A stainless steel basin and sponges and bars of soap, toothpaste and toothbrushes. In the bottom of a big plastic jar of bolts and screws and miscellaneous hardware, he found a double handful of gold Krugerrands in a cloth sack. He dumped them out and kneaded them in his hand and looked at them, and then scooped them back into the jar along with the hardware, and put the jar back on the shelf. He went through everything, shifting boxes and crates from one side of the room to the other. It was getting warm in the bunker, and he'd taken off his coat. He found a box of 45 ACP cartridges and three boxes of .30-30 rifle shells. What he didn't find was a gun. He took the battery lantern and walked over the floor, and he checked the walls for any hidden compartment. After a while, he just sat on the bunk, eating a bar of chocolate. There was no gun, and there wasn't going to be one.
This ends Disc 3.